Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have with us today Matt Anderson, who is the Assistant Fire Chief with the Carlton Place Fire Department. Thank you so much for being here, Assistant Chief. Can I call you Matt?
You can call me Matt.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you being here today. And also the Assistant Fire Chief with the Perth Fire Department, Andrew Baird. Can I call you Andrew?
Yeah, certainly can. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you both so much for being here. This is such an important topic. We do talk about it every single year. It kind of reminds me of things like winter driving, or when you get that that first big sun, you know, that sun exposure of the year. There's things that people forget, and we need to have these reminders. And that is exactly what is happening today with your 12 tips for holiday fire and CO safety. Matt, we'll start with you. I guess, you know, this time of year can be pretty devastating when it comes to fires and CO problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Historically, November and December are the deadliest months in Ontario. As of right now, Ontario's sitting at 102 fire-related deaths. Now that was upwards at the end of October, so I'm sure it's a little bit higher right now. Just sometimes the province is slow in updating their stats. But last year in 2021, we hit a high at 124 fire-related deaths. So the holiday safety is one of our most important public education campaigns the province does each year.
And we should also mention, Andrew, that, you know, these safety campaigns, they run throughout the entire year. There are a few times when they get emphasized, but you folks are always talking about fire safety and CO safety.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I know for myself, and I know for Assistant Chief Anderson too, it's part of our job, the public education piece and the fire prevention piece is, we do that throughout the year. Certain types of the year, as you say, we are more emphasized than others. This holiday season being one of them, very, very important to maintain a high level of safety and education out of the community to increase prevention and to ultimately, as Matt was saying, to increase fires, fire-related injuries, and ultimately fire-related deaths.
All right. Well, you have 12 tips that are out now, and I want to get through all 12 of these. So if you don't mind, I'll read them and then I'll get you to react to them. Matt, we can get you to start with the first reaction to number one. I know there's a couple that you both want to chime in on because they are of utmost importance. They're all important, of course. But tip number one, use the proper lights when decorating and check for worn or damaged cords. Matt.
Yeah, this is a big one. ESA, which is the Electrical Safety Authority, has actually been putting out some really great information on getting people to check for cords to make sure they're not worn out or frayed or there's cuts or tears in them. And they have some, you can actually go to their website and have some great information out there.
Keep decorations away from candles. Number two, Andrew, that one, it seems to be pretty obvious, but candles are a problem year after year.
Yeah, they certainly are. And I mean, it's also undeniable the way it adds an ambience to a room. It adds to a decoration. It adds to a table setting. It looks great. That is undeniable. And a part of that could be that you feel less compelled to put it, you know, right in the middle of the table, kind of far away from everything else. You're not getting that nice glow on your decorations. But obviously that comes at a risk. It does seem, you know, it almost seems obvious to say keep your candles away from things. But it's worth reminding, especially around this time of year. It takes one candle, one artificial tinsel or garland, and you know, unfortunately you have a problem then.
And number three is a big one that I'm sure you'll both want to weigh in on. And it's something that we hear about every day of every year, it seems. Install and test smoke and CO alarms.
100%. It's anytime you hear about fire-related deaths, it usually comes back to the fact that there was not early detection. And the way the homes are built now, the way furniture is built now, everything happens so fast. And you have seconds to escape a home. So it's just like I chalk it up to driving your car. Would you get behind the wheel of your car and not put your seatbelt on? So why go to bed at night knowing that a smoke alarm isn't going to wake you up or you or your family or even your kids?
And I kind of jumped the gun there. I said smoke and CO alarms, but tip number four is, you know, install and test the carbon monoxide alarm. So Andrew, you can weigh in on that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just like what Matt said, you know, it's an absolutely key part of home safety. And then you ensuring that they work, running the test, more often than not, there's a button on the front. You could hold it down for a test. You can check your expiry dates on the side. It'll very often tell you in which year that particular carbon monoxide alarm needs replacing, and of equal, if not more importance, to ensure that there's one outside of every sleeping area in the home.
All right. Now, this is another big one, Matt. This is water your fresh trees daily.
Yeah, absolutely. They say that live trees will drink upwards of 4 liters of water a day. So you have to every day top the water up. We actually posted a pretty good video on our Facebook page showing the difference between a dry tree and a water tree. And it's amazing the devastation from not watering your tree.
Andrew, you're nodding your head quite a bit. Obviously, one that you agree with.
Yeah, no, certainly so. And it's, and that's one of those like kind of forgettable tasks around the holidays. We're kind of just chatting before we started about how busy everything feels and how, you know, everyone's got a list as long as their arm of things to complete, but it really is of utmost importance to keep the live trees watered.
Number six, and we'll stay with you, Andrew, check extension cords for damage and use them properly. I like this because it says, don't overextend your outlets. And immediately I'm brought to that scene from the movie, A Christmas Story, where they have 800 cords going into to one outlet and certainly overextended. That's the imagery I get. You don't want to do that, do you?
No, certainly not. And even running cord to cord, any type of potential to overload a circuit is potential to cause spark and then ultimately a fire. It can be a little more tricky in terms of logistics. You may need more cords, or you may need to add different lights in different parts of the house. Whereas, you know, it makes sense. Well, I've got 400 feet of cord. I'm going to circle it around the house three times and connect everything to that. It might work, but it does run. I mean, might work, meaning your lights might turn on, but you do run a great risk of having a short, some arcing, and ultimately a fire.
Yeah, a lot
also
of people
do like,
I was just going to say, a lot of people don't realize just, you know, they're pushing things to the brink, right? Like they think if the lights come on that everything's okay, but that's not the case.
No, no, certainly not. And then also too, Matt touched it earlier about ensuring that cords aren't frayed, the prongs and the grounds are in good condition before use. All of that sort of thing is key.
Now, number seven is sort of relates to one that we were talking about earlier, where we talked about keeping decorations away from candles. Matt, we're really talking about using candles with care overall.
Yeah, absolutely. This kind of point, they like to push like using like flameless candles. So battery options, it's still kind of like what Andrew said, you get the same ambiance from it, but I know maybe not as fun not to use a flameless candle, but they are potentially a lot safer. You don't run the risk of accidentally leaving them lit, leaving the room, or pet knocking them over as well.
Especially if you have a display that has a lot of candles in it, right? Like,
absolutely. And it kind of goes hand in hand with the dry Christmas trees too. We've seen it before where candles get left lit. You know, you're at a party, everybody's having a good time. Somebody leaves a candle, you got a dry Christmas tree, and before you know it, your house is on fire.
Number eight is another one, Andrew, that we hear about number of times over the course of the year, and that is to plan and practice your escape plan with everyone in your home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's as you say, it's important throughout the year for obvious reasons, and just as importantly over the holidays. So again, you might have guests over, you might have increased people sleeping in your house. You're certainly going to have more things in your house, at least in the short term, in terms of your tree setup, your presence, and all of that. And just refreshing with your family, with your friends, with your guests, with whomever, that should something happen, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to get out. This is what's going to work for us. So yeah, absolutely important all throughout the year, equally so at this time.
Now we go to tip number nine, and this one's for you, Matt. Look while you cook.
Yes, absolutely. Found like you're, I feel like you're, we're lecturing our kids here, but yeah, it's 100%. Stay in the kitchen and watch what you're doing. It's as of last year and this year, careless cooking is the number one cause of home fires in Ontario. So when you look at, you know, you're over 70% for careless cooking fires, and that's a preventable fire. So you think of the amount of homes in Ontario each year that are getting destroyed because of careless cooking, and it's preventable just by watching what you're doing, paying attention, and staying in the kitchen.
Now, Andrew, this is another one that it seems obvious, but again, it's on this list for a reason. Keep heating sources away from anything that can burn.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Whether it's baseboard heaters, what do you call it, standalone portable heaters, things like that. Really nice to have a little bit extra warmth on the feet, for sure. If it's a chilly day, you're down in the basement, you don't normally stay down there. You got friends, family over, whatever the case is. You know, and these things are not foolproof necessarily. So if they're creating a heat source and they are in close proximity to a combustible material, eventually that will happen. So just being very mindful of how far all or any sort of combustibles, whether it's draped, whether it's furniture, a couch or whatever, a box wrapped in a very thin piece of paper, for example, are far away from any kind of heating source.
Number 11 here, Matt, is another one that seems obvious, but again, I know it causes a lot of fires in the province and beyond as well, and that's smoking. And number 11, the tip is to smoke outside.
Absolutely. once again, feel like you're lecturing people on this, because there's nothing worse than a young person telling you to not smoke. It is. And what ends up happening is, it sounds like, it sounds silly, like we're standing here telling people not to smoke, but, you know, holiday seasons, you get a lot of Christmas parties, you get, alcohol involved, and, things can, get carried away and happen real quick. So that's what we always tell people, if you can smoke outside.
It makes a lot of sense. Thing. Yeah, it absolutely makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it honestly, I mean, it's better for everyone who's around you as well. And it's also better for your home or whoever's home or building that you're in or whatever, you know, just
100%.
Yeah, take it outside. And then finally, the number 12 tip number 12 here, be aware of lithium ion batteries. And Andrew, I think this is a great tip that people often sort of overlook. They don't think of things like that because they're kind of self-contained.
Yeah, certainly it is a really good tip. And it's something that we're seeing in the broader spectrum of lithium ion battery use. So whether it be electric cars, what it takes to extinguish them should they set fire versus, you know, your typical internal combustion engine car. Specifically around indoor storage, we're seeing things like electric scooters, electric bicycles, things like that, where these batteries can unexpectedly fail, ultimately explode, and become a great fire risk. So following all manufacturers' recommendation when it comes to the storage and use of these batteries, the charging of these batteries, and then at the first sign of anything, maybe a small bubbling or a small expansion, to pursue that further. We're seeing it quite a lot. The expansion of lithium-ion batteries is undeniable, and their uses are undeniable as well, though they are not something that are entirely maintenance-free. And it's not something that works perfectly all of the time.
Yeah, it's just like electricity in general. Like, it's great. Sure. We love electricity. Man alive, it does so much good for us, but you've got to respect it and use it properly.
Yeah, certainly so.
And I know that these batteries can often be found in those hoverboards that kids love, and there's probably going to be a few of those under the tree. So certainly some things to think about there. I want to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with us today and offer these tips. I'll ask you each for a final word. Matt, we'll start with you. Just looking at the holiday season and what you'd like our listeners to know.
Honestly, just be safe. Check your smoke alarms, be smarter around your house, and look out for each other.
And Andrew?
Yeah, I think, Matt, you hit the nail on the head there, man. Checking, testing smoke alarms, CO alarms, having fun and staying safe around the holidays, looking out for one another.
And I know that clear across the county. All of our fire departments do an incredible job. We want to take the opportunity to say thank you for what you gentlemen do, and everyone who works with you as well, the women as well, who protect us and try to keep us safe, and often interact with people at their absolute worst moments. And you're also always looking for volunteers. And you can, anyone who's interested in volunteering, Matt, I'm going to say with Carlton Place, the best way to go about it is to contact the fire department itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our deputy chief looks after, he's kind of our head of our recruiting. So he's the guy to reach out to. But typically once a year we hold a recruiting campaign, and it's usually open for a month, and that's when we're actively looking for volunteer firefighters.
Excellent. And then if we look over to Perth, Andrew, we've done a story on this pretty recently as well. Again, it's get in touch with the fire department.
Yeah, absolutely. Really similar process to what you'll find in Carlton Place. And then anyone having any questions about what it is to join a volunteer fire department or the fire department in general, feel free just to reach out. There's always someone here happy to talk to you.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it. I know our listeners appreciate it too. I want to wish you both the best over the holiday, and we'll speak with you again.
Thank you. Take care.
Same to you. And thanks for making this a priority. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. And as I said, you're welcome back anytime. Our guest today on In Focus, Matt Anderson, Assistant Fire Chief with the Carlton Place Fire Department, and Assistant Fire Chief Andrew Barrett from the Perth Fire Department. We've been talking about holiday fire safety. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.